supposed to be.
What are you doing, man?
I'm vengeance.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh. So I am the Side Project Ooh. Podcast, and I'm vengeance.
Oh,
no,
man.
He didn't have the dark force this time.
No, I know. That's my version, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm vengeance. I'm vengeance. As you can tell, I am a fan of Matt Reeves, the Batman. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 42 of the Side Project Podcast. DC Fandom was this last week, weekend, however you want to say it. And man,
lots of good news.
Wow. Where are all the people that were hating on Pattinson now? As we said, as I said, I don't remember exactly what you said, but I know definitely back in the day.
Oh, I know what I'm going to tell you.
I said that I was concerned in a sense, a little bit skeptical, but I did say at one point, went back and I watched Robert Pattinson's indie movies and different movies that he was in. And I was like, wow, I never gave the guy the time. You know, that's on me. And he is an amazing actor, and I could totally see him playing Batman. I see why he's a good actor. He could probably pull it off. That was my initial thoughts.
My initial thought was, are you fucking kidding me? This is Twilight. like what? You know? Mm-hmm. And again, it's not that I was trying to just keep him in that one role, but it's just, that's just how I saw him. I hadn't seen anything past
that. A lot of
that.
People did, yeah.
You know, but again, and there was other concerns around that just led me to believe, like, I don't know how I feel about him doing Batman, which is the him not working out, him not taking certain things serious.
Yeah, there was some things that I was skeptical about reports coming out.
Yeah, there was a lot that I was kind of like, damn, dude, like coming off of a Batflick to that is kind of like.
Yeah. There were some things, before somebody goes back and is like, wait a minute, Chaz, you said this in a previous episode. I did.
That's where I was leading with this, is that.
AC on?
No, it's not.
I swear I can hear it. Yeah, it's on. It's just hot in here, man. Mm. All that beating people up. I mean, I know.
It gets
rough, you know?
I
know.
That's the wrong count.
I'm actually, all right, I didn't want to say it, but I'm actually a stunt double, so.
Knock it off.
You know, I had to learn that choreography with the fight scene, and then I actually taught it to Robert himself. But, you know, I'm tired of, I don't want to gloat and make this about me, so we'll just move on. But it is going to be a detective story. It's a cop thriller about corruption, in a sense. This whole Batman, this Matt Reeves Batman, is definitely looking to be, said to be, from the mouth of the director himself, a different Batman that we have never seen before, a different type of storytelling, a different Gotham, a different different villains. Mm-hmm. Everything is going to be different, and I believe it, because we're seeing year two of Batman, which is what we reported as far as rumors go, and not just us, everybody, you know what I mean, talked about. He's still learning during this movie. He's still trying to figure things out. It's Matt Reeves said that it's not necessarily an origin story, but rather a tale that touches on his origins. And he's very much so, for lack of better words, fresh, a regular person still, just another human like all of us. You know what I mean?
Still trying to work into the role.
Yeah. He makes mistakes even as Batman, and I think that's great, because it does show that human side of Batman. Because, and I guess, like I said, for lack of better words, I mean he is a human, so you can't necessarily say human side. But it's just when you see Batman, you think superhero. You know what I mean? You tend to forget that he's just a regular man.
A
I know it's part
money.
Of the story, yeah. I
a
mean, you kind of do know
is.
He is a regular man and a guy with money, and he's fighting crime, but you see him in the suit doing all the stuff you do, and you forget that he's labeled as a superhero, but he's a human just like you and I.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any special powers. His powers are the technology and the money and the things that he has, other than his numerous fighting skills, obviously, and things like that. And this is also what we talked about millions of times, and so to everyone else, that this is going to focus more on, as well as Batman, it's also going to focus on his detective skills. We're going to finally see the more so world's greatest detective in this movie.
Yeah, we haven't really got that. I mean,
no,
we briefly got a little bit in Keaton's Batman, where he kind of was doing little things,
yeah,
but it wasn't
so. Yeah.
It wasn't so much as that's going to be the focus of him. And I like the role that they're taking so much, even with Riddler too, because like I don't know if you ever saw the series. I think you weren't big on the Gotham series.
No, I wasn't.
But it wasn't as big on Riddler focusing on his corruption, but it was just more him trying to figure himself out that led him into situations.
Yeah, yeah.
With Bruce, this is actually him. It's just like all four like calling people out on their shit type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, which is I'm interested in seeing. You know,
here, slide a little bit more this way. You're a little off camera. Yeah, there we go.
Which, fixing things during the show. I gotta hit up DC and WB for casting Ben Affleck in the first place and getting a lot of similarities between our chests, you know? Because, like, dude, like, seriously, come on.
Yeah, dude. You know, there's a lot of things that we do behind the scenes that we don't necessarily tell you guys. Like, for instance, me being a stunt double for Robert Pattinson's Batman. Yeah. But, like, also, me being the inspiration between Juice was actually the inspiration for Frank Miller's Batman as a whole, not just Batfleck, but even Frank Miller.
I mean, I was still swimming in somebody's sack.
Probably around that time. I don't remember when the Frank Miller Batman came out. Actually, I think we were already there, but we were already here. We already absorbed into the earth. But anyway, he's very much still a vigilante. He's not so much like a positive symbol.
Which
you know what I mean? A symbol of hope for the city.
And that's pretty dope. I like that. He honestly, when I saw the trailer, I was at work, so I wasn't able to watch everything, like the whole panel and all that. But amazing. And it just, that fight scene, that intro fight scene, dude.
I mean, that's up there with the Batfleck warehouse scene from BVS. Yeah, that was brutal. I can't think. I mean, there's still some brutal times, like, for instance, in the Nolan one where he beats up the Joker.
Yeah, but see, even then, the reason I can't take...
Locks the door so they can't come in.
The whole reason I can't take that one serious, or I won't ever be able to look at it in the same kind of, like, where they were actually fear instilled in their eyes. Because if you saw the group when he was whipping his ass and he looked up and said that corny-ass line...
I am vengeance?
You could see...
I think that's a great line.
I don't like it, dude. I don't like it.
Oh, I think it's great.
Maybe
I
if his voice would have been different. Like, and I guess it's a different
Batman.
It's
year
Batman.
Two of Batman. He's still young, dude. He's
But we went from, I'm Batman, to like, I'm Batman.
Yeah, but like it's different. He doesn't have the...
You know what I'm saying?
You know what the I chest. Mean? The thing that does it like this. He doesn't have that, you know?
I know.
So, I don't know. I think it's great, dude. I think it's a vicious Batman, an angry young Batman. That's what I love. Those brutal, angry Batmans that absolutely kick ass and instill fear because he's not a superhero. So, when you are fighting these villains that have what they have and do what they do, you've got to instill fear. And if it's even by beating up the thugs that are going to go back and tell this person and tell that person, and spread it. That's what you need, man. You need that brutal Batman. And people are asking, I see it going around in the beat up scene at the end there, where he's who's he fighting? You seem to have all these thugs. A lot of people are like, it's almost Joker-esque with the makeup and everything. You see some that kind of resemble a Joker. You see some that I noticed, if you look in the back, there's one that has only half of his face.
Right?
It's like a Two-Face almost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then some people were saying, are these Joker's goons? Are these Penguin's goons? I know Joker wasn't announced to be in the film, but is there some sort of, is it happening? Is it coming at some point? Which, by the way, real quick, sidebar, I hope not, just to be honest with you. We have so many Jokers, too many Joker movies. I would love to see this trilogy not focus, because we're already starting with such a different Batman in general, and Matt Reeves said the direction of it, everything is going to be so different than anything that we've seen, so then don't include Joker. Maybe don't include Joker. And I know some people are like, how could you have a Batman movie without Joker? They go hand in hand. All right. Well, if that's the case, then I don't want to see it to the third movie. At the very least. I don't want to see it to the third movie.
I think we're talking
but I kind of don't want to see it at all.
We were talking about this off camera. And
he's got so many other villains.
I want to see, honestly, a better Riddler, which we're going to get with Paul Dano's version.
Yeah.
Hopefully
we never before seen style Riddler, according to Matt Reeves.
I hope it's a real dark, fucking cynical,
and it looks,
which it makes
it
sense.
Looks so
it
far.
Makes sense
yeah.
that it's gonna go that way.
Yeah,
I'm curious to see how his outfit's gonna be though. If they're gonna really go with like a really bright pop green with a little,
I don't think so. Doesn't look like it's gonna be that style of a movie,
right? But you know what? When you were talking about the goons and stuff like that, it reminded me actually of the horrible, what's his name, George Clooney Batman. And you know how they had those, because
they had a bunch of goons
Robbins,
like that too, right?
Different style goons like that.
I think these goons, bringing it back to the goons, I think that these thugs, these goons, whatever you want to call them, my theory is this, okay? Could be wrong. We'll find out when we see the movie. My theory is that I don't think they're Joker's goons. I don't think they're Riddler's goons. I don't even think they're Penguin's goons. They might be Penguin's goons.
You think they're like freelancers? Could
be. But I think it may just be a set of thugs.
Yeah.
Just a set of a group of goons, a group of thugs, maybe that idolize Penguin, maybe that idolize the Riddler, maybe that idolize villainry in general. Maybe they're not really even doing anything about Batman, but Batman shows up to save the day, whatever they're doing. Maybe they just idolize villains, and they're dressed like these villains that exist in this world, but it technically... They're not a big part of the movie. It's just a scene that we see that makes it look like it in the trailer, which by the way, it's also only 25% of this film was shot, dude. Only 25%. There's so much to continue shooting.
Does that kind of scare you though with the timeline that they're planning to drop this in?
If a little bit, yeah. With everything going on in the world, we're ruining everything.
But besides that, like I honestly, I'm done talking about that. I could care less about that. But I'm saying with more so the timeline that they, 2021, right?
Sometime in 2021, we don't know.
Still though, and only 25% of the movie is done.
Yeah, I heard that. I think they were getting ready to shoot. Maybe September or October, they're getting ready to go back to shooting, I think.
Yeah.
You mentioned Paul Dano. This version of the Riddler is a Riddler we've never seen, and we see it open up. So we see it open up with what we can expect. What is the word I'm looking for? What we can assume is and seemingly to be confirmed is the Riddler with the with the, you know, the fucking tape and doing this and doing that. Yeah, obviously, he's writing riddles. But it's got to be the Riddler.
The Riddler. Somebody solved one of those riddles.
Yeah. What's the riddle again? What does a bat do or a person do when he lies or something or gets caught lying? Right.
Yeah.
And the riddle is
it was a fan, answer I think, to the riddle is it was a fan like on he, Twitter or Twitch or some shit.
Yeah,
like
it was something like what does it do when he dies, when he's dead, what happens or something, and the answer is he lies still.
Yeah.
You get it? He lies still. And but then it's also the word, he lies still. He still lies.
Yeah.
Pretty clever. Paul Dano is a great actor. Mm-hmm. If you guys don't know, we said it before when we announced that. When we officially announced, when WB gave it to the Side Project Podcast, that Paul Dano was playing the Riddler. I said that I liked Paul Dano's work. He's an amazing actor. He's a crazy good actor, and I was excited for this.
I was iffy on Dano being Riddler.
I think he could do it. What I've seen so far looks interesting.
Filming a separate episode because you brought it up, I think, more than once because of just the way everything worked out. And I was just kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Zoe Kravitz is Selina Kyle. She's going to be Catwoman, but she's not truly Catwoman yet. Yeah.
She's developing.
Same thing with Oswald, the Penguin. Matt Reeves stated that he, in fact, doesn't even like being called the Penguin during this time frame. Excuse me. So you see, not only is it year two of Batman, but he's still developing and growing and finding himself and figuring out what he's doing. These villains are also not in every Batman movie we've seen, almost every single Batman movie we've seen. We've had a Batman that's already ready to go, and the villains are already ready to go. Not only are we seeing Batman grow during this film and this trilogy, this supposed trilogy, we're also seeing the Riddler growing during this movie, and who knows if there any of these villains are going to be continuing throughout the movie. I believe Catwoman 100%.
Off, right?
Yeah, we don't know. 100%, I will tell you, I think Catwoman's going to go throughout this whole trilogy, if not at least two movies. That's my guess.
Well, it would make sense because if she's developing now, if she's starting off now, she doesn't even have a true mask
and outfit. Yeah.
It just looks like a ski mask that they cut up type shit, you know?
And then the Penguin, like I just said, he doesn't even like being called Penguin yet. So the bat suit, dude. How do you like the bat suit?
He looks massive with the suit on. Then when he does like the comparison, it's almost like it's a different person. Like I know the height's there. I know he's a tall dude. You know, again, which... It's cool. Like I was very iffy about him doing it at first, but with the suit, with the fight scenes, everything, I think it's dope. I think they actually made that the chest piece, the
bat symbol.
That actually looks a lot better than that shit that they put out in just in black and white.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
So it makes a big difference.
Yeah, now that we see it in action and everything, I like it, dude. I like it. I like pretty much everything. The cowl is the only thing that I'm a little concerned and iffy about. I don't know if I like 100% right here on the forehead. Kind of is it sticks out a little bit, like a little lump. But I mean, I don't know. Like again, this is year two of Batman. This may be his, you know, only suit. This may be his like second suit. we don't know exactly where the timeline is as far as suits go, but I dig it so far, well, dude. I think it fits the theme. It fits the direction. It fits what we're looking at so far as what we've seen in the trailer and the behind the scenes of what we got from the story so far. Again, a new Batman, a Batman that's finding himself. And I think it's cool because Pattinson actually had input on the bat suit himself, which only makes sense, like Matt Reeves said, because he's going to be wearing it.
Yeah.
So, but they kept it true. You know, they kept it true to the comics. There's many, many elements from the comics, dude. And then also... Gotham. If people saw on the panel that somebody asked Matt Reeves about Gotham itself, because Gotham itself is also, if you think about it, Gotham is a character. Mm-hmm. It is a character. It's a place and all that, but it's definitely a character that plays a big part in all of these Batman movies or any Batman series or any Batman world in general, even if it doesn't include Batman. If there's Gotham there, it's almost like a living, breathing city, and you're not going to get a theatrical style Gotham that we saw in Tim Burton style. You're not going to get a Chicago-esque version in Nolan style. Reeves is actually going to be shooting many scenes in Liverpool. And I think that's totally cool. It's completely different from anything that we've ever seen before. Mm-hmm. And it's going to give Gotham a very different feel, which is obviously what Matt Reeves said during the panel and everything. And he mentioned that they'll be able to shoot these like Gothic style buildings. That's going to give Gotham a really good Gotham feel, you know, and a different feel, and they'll be CGI-ing in more modern buildings later.
It
almost
feels like it wasn't when it was trying to thrive, but more so like when it was already kind of like just like a shit, not so much a shit place, because that sounds bad to say it that way, but just like a broken, beat down kind of
dark
Gotham. Dark, I mean, and it makes sense. Gotham. And it makes sense
overall. Just the Batman, movie. I love it, dude. I love the red that they're going with everything. That's totally different. You know what I mean? That is totally different. This like red theme that they're going with everything. I fucking love that, dude. The red logo that says the Batman.
Well, I think that's actually that's something
totally different. Love it.
Yeah, which is actually really smart on their side, because like you don't
separates it from everything else.
Yeah. Well, besides that, you don't want to associate like a bright color with it. That's gonna be like, oh, it's like a
This looks like it. This is gearing up. Yeah. I think this is gonna be, honest to God, man, I think this is gonna be one of the best Batman movies that we've ever gotten. And I think that if they keep with theme with what we've seen so far, and I know we've only seen very little, but I'm stoked for it. I'm hyped for it. I haven't been this hyped about a Batman movie since they first showed us like the BVS trailer back in the day. I was super hyped for that BVS trailer, dude. And when I saw this Batman, Matt Reeves, the Batman, I was super hyped for it, dude. I mean, just him, the brutal Batman beating the shit out of that thug. Fuck, dude. That was awesome, dude. Yeah, I love that shit.
Which I hope they put a lot of focus into the villains too. Like we get to see a lot more.
Oh, they
will. 100%. I know that they're doing like even just with Penguin, dude, like his fucking transformation looks nothing. Dude,
Colin Farrell's transformation.
Like him.
Of his face is into
kinda,
the penguin.
His face is kind of chunky, like a Al Capone kind of scar.
Dude, it looks great. I was so skeptical. Both of us were. We spoke about it, about Colin Farrell. I didn't like the choice. I thought Jonah Hill would be a crazy, weird, different choice. But damn, I mean, it looks great. And I think Colin's going to be able to play the part. I like everything about this, dude. Yeah. Oh, the fucking music, too, by the way.
Yeah.
The music that they chose for the trailer, for the Batman logo when it flashes on screen with the red. Everything ties in so perfectly, dude. I'm vengeance.
I'm still not going to...
I like it, dude. We brought up Batfleck, right? Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the Snyder Cut. We won't spend too much time on it because we talk about the Snyder Cut a lot. Everybody already knows everything that's going on with the Snyder Cut. Mm-hmm. But there is a few things that happened that I do want to comment on. Like, we finally got our first look at Darkseid. And from things that I'm reading, supposedly this is young Darkseid.
Okay, so
this is a younger version of Darkseid.
Another developing
thing. Yeah, I believe it might be a flashback scene. I'm not certain, but that's what I've been reading.
Well, we never got a look at Darkseid, right?
Never. This was the first time. Look at it. Yeah, there's been like some screenshots that leaked, but this is the first official HD version that we've got to see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm really digging, dude? And I've been wanting to bring this up to everybody. I want to talk to people about this. Mm-hmm. So, I kind of hate when people do the whole, I mean, we do it too, the whole like Marvel versus DC thing, but it's going to happen. You know what I mean? It's always going to happen. Something that I dig is, have you noticed, besides the Joss Whedon version, which we'll get to in a sec, these DC villains, for the most part, the ones that aren't technically human, in DC, they don't look human like they're supposed to. You notice Thanos. You know I love Thanos. I absolutely love Thanos from Marvel, right? But they made him very human-like, correct? He's very, he looks like a human. Yeah. He's got the eyes. Chin, I mean, yeah, you know what I mean? He looks like, you know, a human. He look like humanoid, I guess you could say, right?
Hybrid.
What you see in DC, what Snyder is doing, actually, at least to say the least, we'll see what happens in further movies and things like that. Look at this version of Steppenwolf, okay? Mm-hmm. And then also look at what we see from Young Darkseid, which I'm going to throw him up on the screen. So while we're talking about him, you can see him right now. Mm-hmm. Steppenwolf and both Darkseid, they don't look human whatsoever, not even remotely. You know, they don't look human, dude. They look otherworldly, like they should, because they're not from Earth, you know? And I love that. They look menacing. They look nuts. They look like, what the fuck is happening in comparison to what Joss Whedon did with the reshoots.
So I have a question for you, right?
They made him a lot more human.
So, like, do you think it was easier for Snyder because he was, not in the sense piggybacking, but... the map was already kind of laid out for him, and he made the changes that he wanted to make.
Who?
So,
what do you mean?
With the
Joss, you mean?
No, like with the Snyder cut, right? Like, so for this, like, we're comparing Snyder and Josh Whedon's, right?
Yeah.
So, obviously, the Snyder cut comes out after or whatever. But, like, if you look at, like, even just that, right? So, if I release that, and I know that I'm the guy shooting after it, and I want to make it better, or I want to make it interesting.
No, this was the original.
Oh, shit.
Justice League was Zack Snyder's movie. And he made it how he made it. What we are about to see from the Justice League is how Zack wanted the movie to officially and originally premiere. Then he had his daughter committed suicide, I believe, RIP. Oh, and he had to leave the situation. They brought Joss Whedon in, and Joss completely fucked it up. And then Zack also said...
Why the fuck wouldn't he keep...
That's what I'm saying. And then Zack also said that WB didn't understand his vision to begin with. So when they brought Joss Whedon in, Joss and WB teamed up and fucked the whole fucking thing up. So what we're getting is the original. What should have came out. Yeah. And I think that's great. It looks awesome. The Snyder cut looks
God
like a...
damn it, he fucked that up
terribly. Yeah, he fucked it up completely. The Snyder cut looks like an entirely different movie, at least from what we've seen from the trailer so far. I mean, it's still somewhat of the movie that we've seen, but it's going to be Zack's vision. Mm-hmm. And I hope we actually get that true vibe when it comes out. And it's going to be on HBO Max. It's going to be a four-hour movie
that's releasing, right? Like,
yeah, it's a human fist, you know? And look at these. It's not. It's alien-like. And that's what it should be. Four-hour movie, one-hour episodes on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. And I'm stoked about that.
Jesus, I think it's great. Which also makes you think, like, how much of a movie they actually cut out.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
When they cut out, what makes the final
WB
product?
WB didn't want black suit Superman either. They didn't understand it.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's what I'm talking about. Like with these executives, you got to get people making decisions that don't understand. Mm-hmm. They don't understand. They don't know the backstory. They don't know comics. They don't know shit. They're just executives making movies. You got to start making, we've said it before. Sometimes, believe in the directors, if they're not Joss Whedon. I wanted to see a little bit more about The Flash than what we got from the panels and the trailers and stuff. We kind of just got like Ezra Miller joking about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. We didn't get like, in my opinion, I wanted to see more. I thought there would be a little bit more information and stuff. But we did get just a quick little bullet point. Confirmed, Batfleck coming back, which is great for the Flash movie, alongside Keaton's Batman, which is what I've been wanting forever. Mm-hmm. And we're finally going to get it. Two of the best Batmen that we have gotten thus far in one movie with the Flash. And I just hope they don't fuck this up. You know, we talked about it on an episode where Roger filled in for Juice, and we talked about it a lot. We talked about the Flash movie a lot, so we won't go into depth about it right now. If you guys want to check that out on our YouTube, at least it's under. We have a playlist for when we have guests on the show, and you can click that playlist, and it'll show you all the times when we have guests. Find the one where Roger fills in, and we're talking about a bunch of DC shit. If you want to hear us talk about the Flash. How'd you feel about Wonder Woman 84, dude?
I know you don't like it.
No. Want me to just get my shit out the way?
No, not so much. Well, you got some things? Okay, so for me, it's not so much like special things, but I guess it's just perspective, right? Sometimes I tend to look at a certain actor that I know is going to be in a movie, and no matter what that person does, like I'm tunnel vision, and I'm like, damn, she's beautiful, or this, or like she's such a great actor that I kind of start ignoring some of the other little things that are might be in the movie that actually tie into it and what makes the movie the movie. For me, I like it. I like it, like, again, I don't know if it's because I like her so much.
Yeah, see, but I look at the fucking movie. I don't give a shit who's in it. I just want to make sure it's a good and entertaining movie that's telling the proper story the proper way. And I'm skeptical about Wonder Woman 84. I did like the original Wonder Woman, the first one, I mean. But so this why are you
so skeptical about this one?
Because this one looks cheesy to me. It's just my opinion. It doesn't look that great. It looks cheesy. It looks like they threw a lot of little cheesy one-liners in, like that Aquaman style bullshit that they did. And I thought the panel for Wonder Woman, it just rubbed me the wrong way.
I don't think I ever saw that.
What? Aquaman? It's not a great movie, in my opinion. A lot of people liked it. The CGI is pretty damn good. The underwater stuff is pretty cool, but there's a lot of cheesy lines, and I don't know what they were thinking throwing in Pitbull's music. Doesn't fit anything at all. I thought the panel for Wonder Woman was really cheesy. I thought it was very scripted. I felt like Patty and Gal were just reading off of a script to be extremely politically correct and please, you know, everybody and all this kind of stuff. Doesn't that just kind of show you that? Talk about the fucking movie.
Yeah, but don't you think there's a reason why they're doing that? Because, like, they don't want to catch so much heat, though. Yeah, okay.
Because these companies are afraid to...
Just, and if somebody is like, paying me tens of millions of fucking dollars to do a movie, I'm not gonna fuck up
movie.
But again, they were doing
so many like politically correct crap in the panel. Like, just talk about the fucking movie, show the fucking movie, and just cater to what the fans actually want. I don't know. It's just me. It's just my opinion. A lot of people may not agree with me, and that's fine. You don't have to. But that's just my thoughts on Wonder Woman. I am very skeptical about it. And where it's going to go and how it's all going to tie in. I mean, I'm skeptical about DC as a whole with everything that they're kind of doing, you know? But I don't know. That's just what I have to say. We'll see when it comes out. Did you see stuff about Black Adam?
Yeah. So the intro to it, like at least the opening scene, obviously it's not going to be the intro to the actual movie, but like from what they showed, the clip, it reminded me like a fucking Temple Run trying to get to trying to get to The Rock.
Yeah.
Which The Rock is talking a lot of shit.
Yeah, yeah. He's trying to hype it up, man. He's trying to hype it up. You gotta
Everything though.
The thing he does. He comes from wrestling. So I mean this is like his that's his thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what he does. This has been a 10-year in the making thing, dude. I remember when it's been a 10-year in the making thing. Rock has been trying to get this going for a very, very long time. And I'm stoked for him because it's something that he really wants to do. Mm-hmm. And he fits the look and all of that stuff. But
big dude and all that.
I have just, well, we've talked about it before. The Rock kind of plays the same characters in every movie.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. His bravado, his way of acting, the way he goes about things, the style, everything. The Rock kind of plays the same character the same way in every movie.
And he has
movie.
That same, like, trying to raise his eyebrow.
Yeah,
like
he does the Rock stuff. You know what I mean? There has been movies, don't get me wrong, where The Rock is great. You know what I mean? Like Pain and Gain. That was an amazing movie. He did a great job. Phenomenal.
Okay. To that point, though, Pain and Gain is what he fucking does. Wrestling is what he does. Lifting is what he does.
Like, yeah,
that
was but his... the character development, the character that he played, the way that he played it, the comedic timing, the weirdness to it, the dark humor to it. I don't think he's done anything like that before in any other movie except for Pain and Gain. After Pain and Gain, I feel like every movie was the same. He's in a fucking jungle. He's got guns. He's shooting. He's climbing towers. He's climbing skyscrapers. He's doing this. Every movie has kind of been the same. So I'm worried about Black Adam if he's going to step out and get into like a comic book accurate type thing, or is he just going to be The Rock in a Black Adam suit, you know? But we did get some.
And if that is the direction they take it in, though, do you blame that on him or do you blame that on fucking writers and people who write the script?
Him. Because I'm talking about him as an actor. He plays the same. He plays the same. We did get some info, though. He's going to be an anti-hero, which is comic accurate. They're going to go with the enslavement backstory where he was enslaved by his own people in his own hometown and this and that and blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's
for taking
story,
things into his own hands, which is seemingly when he fought the Council of Wizards and released the seven deadly sins. If you guys saw the Shazam movie, you kind of know what I'm talking about. And then 5,000 years later, as so it says in the trailer, he apparently breaks free. And something I am actually excited about for this Black Adam movie, though, is the Justice Society of America. You guys know I'm a little bit more bigger on Marvel. If you've watched this show, you know that I'm a little bit more bigger. I'm actually a lot more bigger on Marvel. I grew up with Marvel more so than I did DC, other than the typical Batman, Superman, and some things like that. Yeah. But I do very much so like one to two of these Justice Society characters. So we're getting Hawkman. That's cool. and Hawkman reincarnates. Hawkman reincarnates. So he's always coming back. And then we're getting Cyclone. We're getting Atom Smasher, which I'm stoked to see Big get all crazy, do all kinds of shit like that.
I wasn't too happy.
You know what I mean?
I wasn't too happy with that name.
Yeah,
regardless if it's accurate or not, but yeah. I mean, still though, I mean, I don't know.
And then we're getting Dr. Fate, which I am so stoked for Dr. Fate. For people that don't know about Dr. Fate, I guess some people would say kind of think of like Dr. Strange from Marvel, mm-hmm. but it's very different. Anybody who dons the helm from Dr. Fate gets the powers and does this and does that. So I think Dr. Fate is really cool. This is going to bring a really good magical element to DC, and these characters are going to bring something different to DC, and I'm actually stoked about that. So that's really cool, which it goes in the same vein for the Shazam 2 announcement, which I did not, forgive me, I did not watch that panel. I'll just admit it.
I didn't watch the Shazam
panel, but I do know a little bit about it. We got the title for Shazam Fury of the Gods, and Shazam is said to be in the next Justice League movie whenever that occurs. We spoke a little bit about the Penguin in the Batman, in Matt Reeves' The Batman. So we're going to get into this week's Cosplay of the Week. And this week's Cosplay of the Week is Ozzy.J Cosplay. That's OZZIE.J Cosplay. And he is none other than the Penguin. And check this out. I mean, comic accurate Penguin 100%. This looks great. And he says the rogues gather for the annual card game where we tell stories of how we almost got him. And I'm assuming, obviously, probably talking about Batman. The photo was done by @Keith.Ridge. Keith.Ridge was the photographer. Let's take a look at this. Obviously, like you said, you've got some of the other Batman's people. Villains in the background there, yeah. But the focus today is on the Penguin. And let's check this out, man. I mean, look, the top hat.
I like the top hat. The suit. The little cigar holder type of thing.
The monocle on his eye. Phenomenal.
Leather gloves.
Dude, the classic umbrella. If you're going to be the Penguin, you got to have an umbrella, especially if you're doing like a comic accurate one or like a Tim Burton style one, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's got the scarf going around the neck.
Yeah.
You can see that he's got the chain going in right there through the vest and all that. I mean,
usually is to hold like a little time watch or something.
Yeah, what do they call it again? What are those watches called? Damn. It's not a stopwatch. Pocket watch.
Pocket watch, yeah.
Pocket watch. There we go. You know what I mean? The bow tie. Dude, yeah. Ozzy. You look like the Penguin, man. You look like the Penguin. And I see that he goes to conventions and he does things like that, so that's awesome. Yeah. Clearwater Public Library System is where this was taken at. I don't know where Clearwater is. I won't spend the time looking it up and waste everybody's time. But Ozzy, man, if you are ever in California, I don't know where you're at, but if you ever are, and then when all this bullshit in the world blows over and we go to conventions, because we had plans to do that this year, we had plans to be at a lot of different conventions. If we ever, time change, we go back to conventions in person, we would love to meet up with you and interview you live at these conventions. This is a wonderful, wonderful Penguin cosplay. Shout out to everybody that's in the back as well. You guys have done a wonderful job. Ozzy, this is great, man. Your cosplay of the Penguin is amazing. While we round this episode out, we can't forget, man, some DC fandom news. I'm sorry I'm a little low energy today, guys. I got shit sleep. You guys know if you watch. I suffer from anxiety, insomnia, and things like that. And sometimes my shit gets the best of me. And it got the best of me last night, so I'm feeling a little today. You probably hear it in my voice, talking a little different and shit. But you know, here we focus a lot on games. We love gaming. It tends to be a gaming podcast. And DC, they always do, though, for the most part, hit it out the fucking park with their games, dude.
Yeah.
And they announced two games, Gotham Knights.
Which I had no idea this was in development at all.
Yeah, I didn't know any of it. Well, actually, you know what? I had heard rumblings that Rocksteady and other games and WB Games Montreal were working on new, I guess you could say Batman games in the Batman world or things like that, you know, or DC games in general. But I personally didn't quite know what it was going to be.
For the most part, with even whether it's games, movies, a TV series, something, there's always some kind of leaks that kind of gives you the direction that they're headed in.
Yeah.
And that's what I guess threw me off was I never saw this coming, but I'm glad. I'm very glad they did
I
that.
Did and didn't. I had heard rumblings about a new Batman game being in the works. And then I also had heard rumblings of a new Bat Family game being in the works, which I actually think we reported on. We discussed that before, where you could play different people. And that turns out to be Gotham Knights, which is coming in 2021. Batman is supposedly dead.
We're almost there.
Yep. We're going to be able to play as Batgirl.
Mm-hmm. Robin.
Nightwing. And
Red Hood.
Red Hood. Which, you know, we posted a thing on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. Who do you want to play as the most? Almost everybody said Red Hood first. Mm-hmm. Then it was Nightwing. Then it was Robin.
Yeah, I'm a Nightwing guy, honestly.
Yeah.
I think I would want to see... I would want to play more as Nightwing. Obviously, just like with being that it's a new game, it's my I love Batman. I'm interested in playing all of them because they're all going to have like their own unique set of
fighting 100%. Skills, powers, all that. But everybody's going to have a list of who you want to play first. Yeah. I definitely want to check out.
So who would you go?
Red Hood first for me. 100%. I want to check out Red Hood, but I kind of go hand in hand with Robin and Nightwing on who I want to be, because I've played the Arkham games. Mm-hmm. I've played the first two, and I just re-downloaded because I had bought it, but I never got around to playing it. I only played 25% of Arkham Origins. I got that on my PC, and then just last night I also downloaded via the Game Pass Arkham Knight on my Xbox because I heard the PC version has a lot of problems. I don't know if they ever patched that and fixed it. I'm not certain, so I just got it on my Xbox, and I got... the third one on my PC, and I'm going to start playing it I'm going to start playing it and go through it a little bit more. But this game, Gotham Knights, by the way, does not live in the Arkham franchise, from what I understand. But Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League, which we'll get to in a second, does. But you can be single player, but you can also do co-op, but I believe it's only two people co-op. Even though there's four players, I think it's only two people co-op, which is a little weird. Yeah. I don't know why they didn't just had the option to do four people co-op.
Four people.
But, you know, whatever. This is dope. It's going to be open world from the start, dude. Open world from the start. That's what I want to hear. Mm-hmm. I love that. And we were talking about this off camera. The Court of Owls are supposed to be the main villains. Supposed to play a big part.
Which to me, from at least from what was shown, they look like they're taking more of a background kind of feel to it. And it's more Freeze that's taking the main reins.
Well, that's just what we saw from the trailer. But they said that the Court of Owls are the main villains, the main thing. It's what's going to be happening. But there's a big, big secret and a big, big reveal that it's not just a Court of Owls. There's supposed to be something bigger at play, and we're going to find out when you play the game.
Yeah.
But, we skipped past that. I didn't get to ask you. You said Nightwing is who you're looking forward to playing first?
Nightwing, Red Hood, Batman. mm-hmm. Nightwing, Red Hood, then I would play with Batgirl, and then Robin at the end.
Nice, nice. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to go with Red Hood. Robin, Nightwing are kind of fighting right there for me at second, and then Batgirl last for me. Mm-hmm. And I say that because, I didn't get to finish it. I'm going to replay all the Arkham games again, but I did play the Arkham games, and I liked both Robin and Nightwing's style of fighting in those games, and if it's anything like this, then they're fighting for second for me for sure. Okay. But I'm looking forward to this. I can't wait to play this, dude.
I figured Red Hood would be everybody's amazing. Number one because have we seen a Red Hood in any
I don't
of
think
games?
We've seen a Red Hood in a game before. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know. But,
I'm pretty sure we haven't, dude. About him. Yeah, so yeah, if we haven't seen sure a Red Hood, I would figure everybody would want to play with him. Just because
it's fresh, it's new, it's a different style.
And which even within the cosplay community, there are
so many Red Hoods. Because, so many Red Hoods, dude.
Yeah, and there's different, you know, obviously different visions of them. Everybody portrays it in their own different way, but... It's dope. Yeah. It's dope that they brought Red Hood into it. I'm excited to see how he's gonna play. Yeah. You know,
I'm stoked for this. It looks great. We saw a little bit of gameplay. We saw some trailers. The gameplay looks great. It looks awesome. It does remind me a little bit of the Arkham series, even though it doesn't live in the Arkham series. Mm-hmm. I think it looks phenomenal, dude. And I'm really, really stoked to play it. Another one that DC just absolutely killed. We didn't get any gameplay for it, but we got an amazing trailer, dude. Mm-hmm. That fucking trailer, the way that they did it, the panning, the shot, the color grading, even the music that they chose, having Outkast in there.
Yeah.
Woo! Damn, dude. Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League. It's a long ways away, coming in 2022, though.
shit.
Yeah, dude. But it looks great. We saw Harley and Boomerang. Yeah. Deadshot. And then King Shark, which looks fucking great, dude.
Yeah.
King Shark in the Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League game looks way better, in my opinion, than the King Shark that was revealed in the new James Gunn, the Suicide Squad movie. That King Shark looks cute and cuddly. You could hug him.
If you looked...
but I get there's different variations of King Shark throughout the comics, like so I get it.
And the PG-13
Yeah,
version,
it is. Even though that this Suicide Squad movie is supposed to be rated R, I believe. That King Shark... But the character style. Yeah, it looks like Disney and then fucking like... what would be a Disney counterpart? Like a Deadpool, you know what I mean? Yeah, like a Disney. I know Deadpool's owned by Disney, but I mean the rated R, you know what I mean? Disney's all cute and cuddly, well, and Deadpool was fucking crazy. Technically,
before they took over.
Yeah, so exactly.
The original and Deadpool, and then
Disney Deadpool. And then the new Deadpool, which is in development fucking hell. King Shark looks great, and I, like the I definitely want to play as King Shark.
They had on his skin, like if you look at the actual game.
Yes, yeah, dude. Yes,
the details.
King Shark looked great, dude, and number one, if it's, I don't remember, look through every little thing, or I missed things. I don't know how exactly we're going. They didn't show any gameplay for this game. They didn't reveal exactly how it's going to go and be, I don't believe. So I don't know. Is it going to be like kind of the same as the Gotham Knights? Can you choose who you want to be at any time? Is it going to be co-op? What is it going to be? Because I definitely want to play as King Shark. 100%.
From what I saw, because I saw a couple different, try to watch different clips from everybody, kind of get a different perspective or whatever. But from the clips that I saw, again, we didn't get any gameplay, but we did see that they were trying to go after, obviously, one person.
Yeah.
And in one of the clips that I saw, it was like where Superman picks somebody up.
Superman
and
grabs.
At first, I thought Superman's
saving the dude in the helicopter. Yeah,
that's why I was like, oh, I'm all for it. Superman's going to come in. That's going to be your villain. Yeah. That's where you're going to be fighting. And then this motherfucker...
lasers the dude. And I think that's attributed to Brainiac, because when that trailer first comes in, I believe one of the first things that you see is the Brainiac ship with the tentacles and everything taking over the city.
So
Brainiac is, I believe, mind... what is the word I'm looking for? Not brainwashing, but I mean, it is brainwashing, but it's mind controlling.
Yeah,
I think he's mind controlling everybody, because you see the zombies, the people are turned into zombies, if that's the word you want to use, and they're attacking the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And all that. I think that's Brainiac's doing. And I think Brainiac is also brainwashing, mind controlling the Justice League. Because it's Suicide Squad kills the Justice League. So it's not just going to be Superman. It's going to be the Justice League. And I wonder how many members of the Justice League are we going to see? We already know Superman. We can guarantee Batman. I'm sure there's going to be Wonder Woman, right?
Yeah.
I'm positive there's probably going to be Aquaman. You got to have the originals. But are we going to see, like, Shazam? You know what I'm saying? Is there going to be anybody else? Is the Justice Society? How far does it go for Justice League? Flash?
You know what I also don't want, though? I don't want it to get too, overcrowded. Yeah, too convoluted with too many characters.
Yeah.
I think with what we have, obviously, Superman's going to be the main character. There's going
to
be...
Superman's going to be a difficult one to kill. How do you fucking kill Superman besides Kryptonite?
Well, how do you kill a Superman that's also evil now? Because
and being
like,
controlled by Brainiac.
So that's different. Because like now his... Obviously, his skills and his powers are going to be used in a different manner. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be
as a deadly weapon.
That's going to be different on how
he's pretty much
able
unstoppable.
To him.
And then Superman alone is a deadly threat. But you include the entire Justice League.
Well, shit! Look how he turned on when he wasn't all the way there when they brought him back from the dead. And he was just like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, exactly.
Going on?
He
was like,
"Can you imagine this?" Right? Nobody ever really brings
that
it
was
up,
never a pissed
but imagine
off Superman.
A Brainiac controlled Flash. How do you stop a speedster if you're just the Suicide Squad? And I use that loosely. I know I'm like just
the
Suicide
Force,
Squad.
The Speed Force, something.
You're gonna have to find.
You're gonna have to find like not so much
somebody one of the Flash's villains maybe that can use the Speed Force as well.
Maybe not even that, because like I know technically like in the series it was like a Reverse Flash. And,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, maybe you find somebody.
Maybe to help. Again, since he's a flashback, since the Flash fucking goes in time and that's what he fucking does, maybe it's a Flash before Brainiac got to him.
Who knows?
That stops
We'll find out. I mean, this game looks amazing, dude, and it will exist within the Arkham series franchise. I believe it is the Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League that is going to exist in the
kind of
Arkham franchise. It is a long name, but it fits. Very fitting, dude.
Yeah.
Who do you want
to
play as the most?
Straight to the point.
I wonder if you're going to be able to play as any other Suicide Squad members, like whether this is just who you're starting out with or rather this is who they decided to show for now, or if we're going to get more as DLC, or if, like I said, if they're just showing for now, as you progress in the game, you introduce more Suicide Squad characters in the long run. But from Harley, Boomerang, Deadshot, and King Shark, again, like we did with Gotham Knights, what's your list? Who do you want to play?
Like when I play in general, like I'm more of a brute fighter, so I'm thinking coming out the gate strong, it's going to be like a King Shark.
Yeah.
It's going to be Deadshot.
Same.
Then Boomerang, because it's kind of goofy.
Yep.
And Harley Quinn.
And then Harley last.
But one thing I will say about Harley, though, please, at some point, and like I don't know if it's just because I like the anime stuff a lot more than how they brought out Harley Quinn in real life, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
I want to see kind of like that Joker-esque, you know, when she was wearing the black and red
suits and this.
I want to see the big ass hammer, not so much the guns.
With the
and
games, they can do stuff like that more. So hopefully they'll have. That's a great
thing.
That's
what I would
want to
see.
I hope that they take from. This is something I really want to say. Mm-hmm. I hope that they take from. the Arkham series, mm-hmm. where you're playing as Batman and all these other characters, and you have different suits throughout all the comics and the mm-hmm. series, and you can choose those suits, except for in Arkham Origins, okay? Because mm-hmm. I loaded it up last night and started playing it a little bit. Why the fuck can't I just choose which bat suit I want to play right away? You can't choose which bat suit you want to play right away. You have to beat the whole fucking game, and then if you go back and play the game for a second time, New Game Plus, then you can choose which costumes and suits you want to wear. Why can't I just choose like the other Arkham games before that one? And I wonder if Arkham Knight, since I haven't played it yet, hopefully in Arkham Knight, you can choose the suits you want to play as you're playing the game. And I hope that they take that concept and apply it to Gotham Knights and to Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League, where you can have different suits.
Well, okay, so then...
I don't care if you got to buy them. Well, I do care if you got to buy them. But I mean, even just that, I'd rather be able to at least have the option to purchase them than to not have them at all, or to have them after you complete the game, because I don't want them after I've already completed the game. I want to experience it as I'm playing the fucking game. So I hope it's like either whether it's DLC, purchase with in-game currency, or real game, real money, something. Just let me be able to choose different suits for both Gotham Knights and Suicide Squad. Rant over. There we go. Go ahead.
You covered it?
Yeah, got it. Got it.
We're good.
We're good. You got anything else to say?
So, guys. you
let us know what you guys think about DC fandom. I know, as you know, we're a weekly show, so we're a little late on the topics and all that good shit. But we still want to converse with you guys, man. So let us know. And again, sorry for a little bit of my low energy. I'm just tired today. It's been a long day. But we thank you guys like we always do for watching, for liking, for listening, for sharing, for commenting, for doing all of those beautiful things that you do on the YouTubicles. YouTube.com/SideProjectPodcast, and if you're not, make sure you go down, you hit that big red button that says subscribe, because when you do, you hit it and it goes, oh god, oh, give me that, does that, and you get 100 project points.
You change it every time.
Oh yeah, and those project points, by the way, they validate your sexiness, so you definitely need to get those. Thank you guys for listening on Apple, on Spotify, on Google, and all of those things that you listen on, for rating and reviewing and all of those things that you do. Juice, tell them where they can find you.
Captain_Juicebox.
And if you're looking for me, you can find me at IGHatesChazzy on Instagram. If you're looking for us as a whole, you can find us at Side Project Podcast on Instagram. Thank you guys for tuning in. Juice, I am Vengeance. Hit him with the pistols!